For the Canadian Society of Physician Leaders, I'm Pat Rich, and this is Leading the Way, podcast for and about physician leaders. This series focuses on how physicians can become better leaders, and at the moment, we are looking at this in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. On today's show, your host, Dr. Johnny Van Aird, Executive Medical Director of CSPL and the current editor of the Canadian Journal of Physician Leadership, will be speaking with Dr. Joshua Tepper. Joshua is President and CEO of North York General Hospital, one of Canada's leading community academic hospitals. Prior to joining North York, Joshua was President and CEO of Health Quality Ontario, the organization that until recently advised the province on quality issues. In this interview, Joshua provides insights into how the pandemic is impacting provider well-being, what we are learning about health inequities, and how physician leaders should look out for each other. Over to you, Johnny.
Well, thanks, Pat, and welcome, Joshua. It's very generous of you to make time for us today.
Oh, good day, and so nice to be in touch with you, Johnny, and thanks to Pat as well. And actually, it's an honor for me to be here today.
Let's just start with a simple question. It may trigger a complex answer, but how are things?
You know, I think it's such an interesting time right now. You know, there's data coming out in Ontario just in the last few days that show we're successfully flattening the curve. And so I think sitting here as a sort of hospital CEO, I've got sort of three very different things that are linked going on. One is certainly really mindful every day of what's happening in the organization, all of our different sites, what's happening, who's healthy, what's our rate, what's our admission, what's going on, what are our supplies like, et cetera. So that's, you know, the one that I've been just so focused on for the last, couple months now. The second is really focused now on our long-term care, our homeless shelters, our congregate living sites, and really being mindful of how do we as an acute care organization really partner tightly with our community-based organizations who are, some of which like long-term care and some of our homeless shelters, in deep distress. And then the third is, as I mentioned, with some of the positive news about, you know, maybe flattening the curve, is starting to have to peer forward and think about what does a return, and it won't be to normal. How do we start to think about the next few weeks that are going to look very different and have a different agenda from the last few weeks?
From what I know from your previous roles and when I follow you in different social media, you are known to be a firm advocate of the quadruple aim in quality of care, i.e. an improved patient experience, better outcomes, lower costs, and an improved clinical experience with better provider well-being. In your mind, when you look at quadruple aim, how has Canada done so far in satisfying these four aims during the pandemic?
I do believe it's really important to think and keep in mind all four quadrants of the quadruple aim. I think it's easy to let one or more quadrants slide in the challenging, stressful, fluid time of a pandemic. But I think it's really important that we stay on cue. In some ways, some of these quadrants are harder to judge right now. Better outcomes, I think we're looking at mortality rates in a very simple way. Improved patient experience is particularly hard to measure. I think we're trying to do things to reduce isolation in different ways. Lowering costs, I think right now has not been a huge priority. And I think that's okay in the middle of an unprecedented pandemic. But I think where we really need to be focusing, and I think we have been more mindful of it, is this better provider well-being, that quadrant. And I have been really pleased to hear and to read and to be part of conversations where we're really talking about mental health and well-being, certainly for patients, but also providers. And we do a lot more. We're talking a lot more. We're trying really hard to support the front lines and understand what does well-being look like and how we deliver it to them in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of that is actually just communication. Part of a person's well-being is trying to take out a lot of the uncertainty that exists in the environment right now to the best we can, addressing concerns. So some of that well-being is communication. Some of it is recognizing that this is a marathon, not a sprint. So how do we create capacity in the system? How do we think about mental health issues? So there's just a lot of things we need to do around the provider well-being. And I'd like to think we've been A, more mindful of it being something we need to do, and B, actually been more successful in acting on it in addition to just being aware of it.
You're also well known to be firmly committed to health equity. We have heard concerns about inequitable care delivery in this pandemic. What's your perspective on that?
I'm really worried about it. I think we probably could have done a little bit better and continue to need to do better than we have done. I think, as many people have said, you know, the pandemic did not create health inequity, but it certainly has brought it even sharper into focus. The data out of the US has been really impressive on this. I don't think we have as much data in Canada, which again is an issue in and of itself. I think we see what's happening in long-term care homes and homeless shelters is particularly an example of it. I think as time goes on, we're going to learn more about how people of different socioeconomic classes, people who are poor, have disproportionately suffered. That's certainly been the experience when we've looked at the U.S., among others. And so it's easy in a pandemic to put certain things aside. We talked about provider well-being earlier. I think a pandemic is a time to put extra effort into keeping those fundamental issues like provider well-being, like health inequities, like marginalized and vulnerable populations, right in the center of the conversation. And it starts even with just data conversation. It starts with asking the questions about equity in general. So I appreciate you taking a minute to ask me about it today.
There's no question that many things will look differently in our society after this pandemic is over. And if we focus for a moment on the Canadian healthcare system, what do you think might be different when we come out at the other side?
It's hard to know. I think what we can say is that it should be different. Does it have to be different 3 years from now? It doesn't have to be different, but I think it should be different. I think there's a few things that the pandemic has been catalyst for change that we should not slip back on. So one of those is virtual care. I think after years of moving far too slowly, we finally have started to see virtual care and really adapted. And obviously a lot of that, some of that anyways, needs to go back to face-to-face. But I hope we continue to really use a lot more virtual care than traditionally we did before the pandemic. I think we have had to really start to work better as a system in terms of primary care, home care, now long-term care. And I think that sort of integration of care is going to be really, really important going forward. We should not slide back into our silos. I think recognizing the stress that frontline providers are under has been a really important part of this. The celebration of our frontline, but also paying attention to their well-being, their mental health, has been one of the good parts, as I mentioned a few minutes ago in this interview. But let's be clear, the data was incredibly strong before the pandemic about how much stress healthcare providers were under already. So it's not like people were in a great state and then the pandemic came and then they're going to go back. They were already at high rates of burnout, depression, suicide, substance use disorder compared to the rest of the population. We have to make sure that the type of focused attention we've been paying in the pandemic is really continued afterwards.
Joshua, if we put the thoughts of this interview kind of together, and I would ask you, what last words do you have for your colleague physician leaders across Canada? What would they be?
We've talked a lot about the well-being of our front lines. Leadership is always a hard and taxing role, at this time even more so. And so please look after yourself. Please take the time to self-care. And to be gentle on yourself and treat yourself with some kindness. The second is that we're working fast and we're working hard and we're working in unprecedented times and we're going to make mistakes. You know, maybe there's leaders out there who haven't made a mistake in the last 6 weeks. I'm not one of them. I've made plenty in the last few weeks. First of all, I think we need to acknowledge them, try to learn from them, grow from them. But we also need to, again, be gentle on ourselves. We're not a profession that has a tolerance for failure. We don't work in an ecosystem where failure is particularly accepted. And the stakes can feel extra high in this moment in time. And so we can be extra hard on ourselves when we make mistakes. And I think what we need to do, again, is recognize them, acknowledge them, and give ourselves permissions to be human and to fail, which, again, I think many of us probably will have done as we work through unprecedented times. And the third, and I guess the final point is that, you know, the truism of, you know, leadership is a lonely journey, always true. This is a time when we need to decrease the loneliness of leadership. We should be doing that always, but particularly in this pandemic, we need to decrease the loneliness of leadership. We need to reach out to each other. We need to support each other. We need to learn from each other. We need to be more mindful of the leadership skills we don't have and bring other team members around us to round out our leadership abilities and our leadership skill sets. You know, I really appreciate what you're doing with these podcasts because I think you're trying to connect leaders. I think you're trying to build that community of leaders and reduce that loneliness. So I really appreciate what you're doing here for physician leaders in Canada. I think it's an important part of getting through the pandemic together.
And I return the thanks many times to you, Joshua, not only for the work you're doing, but to take out more than a few minutes to talk with the CSPL. And so thank you and stay healthy.
You as well. Stay healthy and take care. And again, thanks for this opportunity. Really an honor.
Thank you, Johnny and Joshua, for that insightful conversation. That's our show for today. In future podcasts, we will be continuing to talk to physician leaders about how they are dealing with the pandemic and how it is shaping what our healthcare system will be like in future. We hope you will continue to listen to our future podcasts and subscribe to them through your favorite podcast platform. They can also be accessed through the CSPL website at physicianleaders.ca. Until next time.